All right, let's dive into something really epic today, the hero's journey. You know, that classic story template, the hero goes on an adventure, faces challenges, and comes back changed. Well, it turns out this structure isn't just in like myths and movies. You see it pop up in stories across cultures and throughout history.
Yeah, it's fascinating because this journey that was popularized by mythologist Joseph Campbell, it actually reflects a deeper psychological process. It's called individuation.
Individuation.
Yeah, it's about becoming a unique and whole person. And this idea really resonates with all of us.
It's like a blueprint for personal growth, right? Those times when you're called to do something outside your comfort zone, you face a challenge and hopefully you return a little wiser.
Exactly. And Campbell, he breaks this whole journey down into three main stages: departure, initiation, and return.
Okay, let's unpack that. Starting with departure. Have you ever felt that tug to do something that scares you just a little bit, and then that voice in your head says, nope, I'm good right here? That's the departure stage in a nutshell.
Yeah.
It's that initial call to adventure.
And that resistance that you feel, that's actually a key part of the whole process.
Really?
It's not about being fearless. It's about recognizing our attachment to what's familiar, you know? Leaving that comfort zone, it requires courage. It's a big step in the hero's journey.
So it's like Bilbo Baggins in The Hobbit. All comfy in his hobbit hole until Gandalf shows up with this unexpected adventure.
Exactly.
And think about it. Bilbo just stayed put. He would have missed out on so much growth. So that brings us to the next stage. Initiation. This is where things get real.
Yeah, this stage is all about confronting challenges head on and discovering your hidden strengths.
Okay.
Think about Luke Skywalker training to become a Jedi or Harry Potter going up against Voldemort, you know? It's about pushing past your perceived limits and figuring out what you're truly capable of.
It's interesting because they always have help along the way, right? You've got your Gandalfs, your Dumbledores, even Yoda. They all guide and support the hero through those tough times.
Absolutely.
We all need a little guidance on this journey, I think.
Absolutely. And mentors can be anyone, teachers, friends, family, even books that inspire us.
Oh, yeah.
They provide support. They share their wisdom. And they often see potential in us that we don't even see in ourselves.
That's so true. But there's another big piece of this initiation stage. I think it's facing your shadow, like Harry Potter constantly battling Voldemort, not just in epic duels, but as this representation of his internal struggle.
Right.
What's that all about?
That's where things get really, really interesting. The shadow, as described by the psychologist Carl Jung, represents the darker parts of ourselves.
Mm.
Those fears and doubts that we tend to kind of hide away.
Yeah.
This stage is about acknowledging those parts, not trying to suppress them, integrating them into a more complete self.
So it's not just about slaying like external dragons, but also conquering those inner demons too.
Exactly. And it's about understanding that those darker aspects, they're part of who we are. And by confronting them, we can actually become more whole and balanced.
That's a powerful idea. So it's not about pretending those negative parts don't exist, but like actually integrating them.
Exactly. And this ties into the idea that the hero doesn't come back from the journey unchanged. And that brings us to the return.
The return, it sounds like just coming home, but I'm guessing it's a lot more than that.
It is much more. Think about Frodo in The Lord of the Rings returning to the Shire after destroying the One Ring.
Right.
He wasn't the same hobbit who left. He had seen things done, things faced a darkness that changed him forever.
Right. It's like leveling up in a video game. You've gained experience, skills, maybe some scars, and you just see the world differently. But sometimes fitting back into that ordinary world can be like the hardest part.
Precisely. The hero might struggle to connect with those who haven't undergone a similar transformation.
Yeah.
They've gained this wisdom, but it can also lead to a sense of isolation. You know, think about Odysseus returning to Ithaca after his 10-year odyssey.
He was a changed man, and I bet not everyone understood what he'd gone through. But, you know, it doesn't mean that their journey ends in solitude, right?
No, not at all.
They've gained so much knowledge, experience boons, as Campbell calls them.
Right. Those boons are the treasures that the hero brings back, wisdom skills, maybe even a magical object. But more importantly, they share those boons. They often become mentors themselves.
Oh, wow. So the hero returns, and instead of just keeping all that wisdom to themselves, they pass it on to others.
Exactly.
They inspire a new generation to embark on their own journeys.
Exactly. Think about how Luke Skywalker inspires a new generation of Jedi, or how Frodo, though forever marked by his experiences, contributes to the healing of the Shire. It's a beautiful ripple effect.
Yeah, it is. And it reminds me of how stories from all over the world, you know, feature heroes going through these stages, Hercules, Gilgamesh, Buddha, they all face challenges, they encounter mentors, and return transformed.
Right.
It really highlights how universal the hero's journey is.
It's woven into the fabric of human storytelling. Mm. What's particularly interesting is how these stories often reflect the values of their cultures. So how heroism is defined, the challenges they face, the boons they bring back, it all offers a window into a society's beliefs and aspirations.
So it's not just about individual growth, but also about understanding the human experience through all these different cultures.
Exactly.
But how does all of this apply to, like, someone listening right now, sitting in their car or at their desk?
Right.
What does it all mean for them?
That's where the real magic happens, when we start to see the hero's journey, not just in these myths and movies, but in our own lives.
So we're not just passively consuming these stories, we're actively participating.
Exactly. Each of us is on our own hero's journey,
mm.
facing our own calls to adventure, our own trials, our own mentors and moments of return. And maybe, just maybe, we can start to see ourselves as the heroes of our own stories.
I love that. It's empowering to think that even our everyday struggles can be part of a larger, meaningful journey.
Absolutely. And recognizing those calls to adventure, those moments when we feel pulled to step outside of our comfort zone,
right.
can be incredibly valuable.
So how do we actually do that? How do we identify those calls to adventure in our own lives? It can be tough to recognize them when you're, like, just caught up in the day-to-day.
Yeah.
You know? So what advice would you give to someone who wants to be more aware of those opportunities for growth?
I think it starts with paying attention to those moments when you feel a tug in a certain direction, you know? A spark of interest or a sense of unease with the status quo.
Okay.
Maybe it's a little whisper telling you to finally start that creative project you've been putting off.
Oh, yeah.
Or a nudge to have that difficult conversation you've been avoiding.
So it's about tuning into those feelings and not just brushing them aside.
Exactly.
It's so easy to just dismiss them as, like, silly or impractical.
Right.
But maybe those are actually our inner heroes trying to get our attention.
Exactly. And remember, those calls to adventure, they don't always have to be big life-altering events.
Right.
Sometimes they show up as small everyday opportunities just to step outside our comfort zones.
So taking a different route to work.
Right.
Trying a new recipe. Even just striking up a conversation with a stranger could all be considered like mini adventures.
Absolutely. Each of those experiences, no matter how small, can help us build confidence and develop the skills we need to face the bigger challenges down the road. Mm-hmm. It's like training for a marathon. You don't just start by running 26 miles.
Right.
You have to build up to it.
You build up your endurance gradually. And speaking of challenges,
yeah,
you know, a big part of this hero's journey is facing those trials, those obstacles.
Sure.
But how do we know which challenges are worth taking on and which ones are best to avoid?
That's a great question. I think it's important to distinguish between challenges that push us to grow and those that simply drain our energy or lead us down a path that just doesn't feel aligned with our values.
Yeah.
Sometimes saying no to certain opportunities or commitments can be just as heroic as saying yes.
So it's about being discerning about which challenges are truly going to help us become the best versions of ourselves. Not just blindly taking on every obstacle that comes our way, but even when we do choose to face a challenge, it can be really tough.
You know, of course.
Do you have any advice for kind of navigating those difficult moments?
One of the most valuable lessons from the hero's journey is the importance of mentors and allies.
Okay.
Just like Luke had Yoda and Harry had Dumbledore, we all need those support systems to help us through those tough times.
So reaching out to friends, family, therapists, even joining, like, a community of like-minded individuals.
Absolutely.
Can be so valuable during those, like, challenging stages.
Absolutely.
They don't have to go it alone.
We don't have to go it alone. Sharing your struggles with others can help you gain perspective, receive encouragement, and learn from those who have faced similar challenges.
Right.
And on the flip side, offering support to others can be a powerful way to strengthen your own resilience and sense of purpose.
So both giving and receiving support are essential parts of the journey.
Absolutely. And remember, even when things get really tough and you feel like giving up about it, try to focus on the lessons you're learning and the strengths you're developing. Every challenge overcome, every obstacle navigated, adds to your inner toolkit for facing those future trials.
That's a great reminder that even the, like, toughest parts of the journey are ultimately contributing to our growth and transformation.
Absolutely.
Speaking of transformation, that final stage of the hero's journey is the return. And I'm curious to hear more about how that plays out in our everyday lives.
Think of it as integrating those hard-won lessons and newfound wisdom into your ordinary world.
Yeah.
Maybe you return from a challenging work project with a greater sense of confidence, or from a period of personal struggle with a deeper understanding of yourself.
So it's not necessarily about achieving some like grand external goal, but rather the internal shifts that happen along the way.
Exactly. And sharing those insights, those boons you've acquired with others, can be incredibly powerful. Maybe mentor a colleague or offer support to a friend or simply share your story to inspire others.
So the hero's journey, it doesn't end with like our personal transformation.
Yeah.
It ripples outward and impacts those around us.
It does.
It's about using our experiences to make a positive difference in the world, even in small ways.
Beautifully said. And, you know, one of the most rewarding aspects of understanding the hero's journey is that it helps us find meaning and purpose in those everyday challenges and triumphs.
Yeah.
It reframes our struggles as opportunities for growth and encourages us to view ourselves as the heroes of our own unfolding stories.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am feeling incredibly inspired, ready to embrace those calls, to adventure, face those challenges, and share my own hard-won wisdom with the world.
Me too. And remember, dear listener, your journey is unique and unfolding beautifully. Embrace your challenges, celebrate your triumphs, and never stop exploring the hero within.
And that wraps up our deep dive into the hero's journey. Thanks for joining us on this epic adventure. Until next time, keep seeking those moments of awe and wonder. And remember, you are the hero of your own story.